Unconventional Life, the show where twice a week I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Each of these individuals are at the top of their game in terms of revenue and reach in their respective industry, living life in the driver's seat beyond what is traditional or predictable. On this show, you will learn how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck.
It means living a life of passion and purpose.
And what would it look like if you create it from the ground up?
Everything that's shown up in my business has been a place for me to grow or expand as a human being.
I pretty much get paid to be me.
Very frequently, the exact things you think are against you might be the things that are actually the reason you can make it.
I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder.
If you would like to win this week's prize giveaway from our show guests featuring free access to their online courses, books, and other impactful tools to help you on the path to living an unconventional life, simply subscribe to the podcast on iTunes now and go to unconventionallifeshow.com to let us know you did. You can also get a second entry by leaving us an iTunes review. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder. I've got another special guest with us in the house. I've got Linan Saperstein over here. How are you doing, Linan? Welcome to the show.
Good. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, Linan is a marketing strategist and branding specialist. She guides international travel and tourism entrepreneurs to get more bookings with less effort through her company, Experience Experts. She actually just got back from Costa Rica, leading one of her retreats, the Trailblazers Retreats. And through her company, she's able to take clients' ideas from growth and profit and basically offer a full-service digital marketing agency. So, Linan, amazing woman. So happy to have you on the show. Are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Oh, yes, I so am.
Amazing. Well, go ahead and fill in any gaps that I might have left out and tell us a little bit about your personal life.
Sure. I mean, I've been basically a digital nomad, which means that I live out of a backpack for about 5 years, and I have a completely mobile office. I wish I could show you. I have a little portable laptop stand, and everything fits into one little container. And I heavily rely on the internet and all of the amazing softwares that we have to keep my entire office paperless. And so everything is accessible anywhere in the planet. I'm currently in Austin, Texas, where I have an apartment with my partner. And we both host workshops around the world for amazing entrepreneurs who want to step up their game, up level, want to integrate spirituality and personal growth. I'm living a life that I could have never dreamed of. Not back when I had a 9-to-5, and I can't wait to just share possibility with your audience, because when I was younger, I didn't even know that the career I have existed and that I could create it.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, Linan, amazing. Literally, it's like, where in the world is Linan? She is constantly on the move, whether it's Costa Rica or Thailand, or you and your partner are going to Europe this summer. And so your story is fascinating and fabulous. So for all those listening in today, make sure to pay attention. Linan is going to share the secrets of how she creates these experiences and how you got started. And so let's take us back a little bit. I know your story is definitely, you know, non-traditional, but there was some things that happened where life was going in a certain, maybe predictable way. And then there was some things that opened you up to more of this non-traditional path. So take us back to what started on that journey and how you ended up kind of going in this direction.
Sure. So I honestly, if you had met me, I would say 10 years ago, I was totally, you know, normal. I was totally a typical Northern California girl. I was following a formula. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a physician. So I did all the right classes in high school, and I did all the right extracurriculars, and I got into the good school. And I was really, because I didn't have creativity. I didn't allow a lot of that creativity in my path. I was just doing what I was supposed to do. I was like following the plan. I remember there was even this guide that my college, counselor in high school gave me about what you should do. And I would just follow the to-dos. And And so there was no making it up as I was going along. There was no following my heart or following my bliss. And so I was in college and I studied. I was pre-med. But I followed a lot of my passions there. I did a little bit of studio art, a little bit of psychology. And so I was living in New York City. I was taking the MCAT. I was working in a medical clinic. I got my phlebotomy license and I got hit by a car. And I don't know, like, if anybody, I believe in this now. At the time, I didn't believe in this, but the universe really had a different path for me. And they were like, you're doing it wrong, Lynann. And I just had to get knocked back on track. And the car hit me, you know, and I broke my neck. And I had to be a professional patient. And I really had to refocus on self-care and myself for about a year. Because I was in this big neck brace, and I could barely work. And I had to... And I think it was the things I didn't know I had to do this, but all of a sudden it became really important to survive into my healing journey, because I'm going to, you know, all these physical therapy specialists and they're asking me how I'm feeling and how I'm doing. And I never really checked in on myself like that. Like, I never had done that. And so what happened after that was, you know, it took 5 years, but 5 years I realigned my life and I stopped working in the health space for big corporations and started working for myself. And I mean, it was a crazy journey, but we'll go into all the different pieces of it. I worked for a nonprofit for a period of time. And then when I was let go, I was like during the recession, I got fired and I was like, I have nothing left to lose. Yeah. I'm gonna build something on my own, because at that point I was very, very clear. I wasn't very good at having bosses, and I was usually telling my bosses what to do. So I was like, let's see what else is possible. Let's see what else is out there.
Totally. And, you know, what a story, right? And I, you know, you're like, and I got hit by a car, and I'm like, oh, and I know that was a near-death experience for you. And, you know, I had a similar experience last July when I was in this wakeboarding accident, full on white light, 6 black shadow council member. Life was happening in one way, accident, life happening in another direction.
Yep.
And that's where Create You and these other things have been birthed. But for you, you know, similar thing. You had spent so many years, your whole life on this medical track, to then have this accident and then to, you know, you said there was like a 5-year gap before you finally really got to where you wanted to go. But for some people that might have had that accident, like, that outlook might not have seemed so positive, you know, to basically take your entire life that you've been working your blood, sweat, and tears into, and then to have it literally not being able to continue it. So how did you navigate that after the accident of working so hard and then just all of this stuff changing so fast and then physically being unable to be in what you were doing?
Yeah, well, that's why it took 5 years. You know, I wish I could say, like, you know, I woke up in the hospital and I was like, I'm going to change. Like, I still liked the safe, secure life where things were predictable and there was tons of money in my bank account. And even if it was a job that I didn't love. So it was trial and error. I'd be very honest. I couldn't work. I physically couldn't work. And so I actually started babysitting in my building to help pay bills. And so I started, you know, hanging out with kids again and having fun and being silly. And I there were so many things that had gone. I was living in New York City. This is something also important to the story. So I really had gone latent in me. You know, I was like being an adult, or I was trying to be an adult and fit into these boxes. And I realized that wasn't me. And so I was like, well, what if I got another job? And that was when I went down the nonprofit path and I really started to really heal that part of myself and take care of more people. And then, you know, saw how nonprofits were ran and saw the red tape and was like, I could do this better. And then really got empowered. So much of the journey was empowering, because if anyone's ever had a physical ailment that isn't healed like overnight, just like, you know, a little scratch. You know, healing a neck injury and having inner ear, like vestibular damage, it's bizarre. Basically, no one can explain it. And I really got into Eastern and alternative practices by recommendation of doctors. And I was like, all right, I'll try acupuncture. And then acupuncture also, you know, calmed me down, all my crazy stress and being so wound up, and just started to unlock doors that I would not have ever encountered. And I was open because I wanted to heal. I wanted to get better, right? I wanted to be back to me. But what I didn't understand was at the end of that journey, I would be a different Lynanne. I would be a different person. I would be showing up in the world different. And ultimately, I wanted to serve the world in a different way. I wanted to actually help people, and I wanted to help in a different kind of way than just being a doctor.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, for those that are listening, you know, you might not have had a near-death experience to get this conversation, but whether it's parents taking away tuition money or having something unfortunate where you lose your job or a physical ailment, there are these things that happen in life sometimes for no rhyme or reason that are these obstacles and their challenges. And so for those listening, you know, what advice would you give them if they're maybe, you know, in one of those challenges right now? Or how do you stay open, you know, sure, to what's unfolding in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, so when I left the nonprofit and I got fired, you know, I got let go, and I had actually just 2 months before gone through a breakup. So there was really just like nothing left.
It rains, it pours.
Yeah, you're like at rock bottom and you're like, what else is out there? And what I just kept saying was, I will let go of good if I'm making room for extraordinary. And I think that's what people are, you know, it's scary to do. It's really like, we hold so close to that safety and knowing what the end outcome is. And what I've discovered, and I'm sure you've discovered this, and so many of the guests are going to tell you this, is you can't know how it's going to end. You just can't. And in fact, the more we embrace the unknown and the uncertain, and we kind of get comfortable and have fun with that, that's where we thrive. And that's really how my life is now. I joke about it, but I say I really have no more comfort zone. Like, nothing is predictable in my life, and my business evolves, and a new investor comes in, or a new client comes in, or a new opportunity to get me on a plane in 2 days, and I just take it and I go on that adventure. And I think that's it. You just have to know that your comfort zone does not exist. You actually are always playing outside of your comfort zone. You're always uncomfortable. It's always uncertain. It's always going to be unknown. So the more you get used to it, the more you have fun with it, you get playful and curious, the more you're going to thrive, the more you're going to have success, the more you're going to have more love and more fun.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome, awesome advice. So take us through, you know, like you said, it was 5 years from the accident to when you really started going to where you wanted to go. And I imagine, like, with the nonprofit, the babysitting job is throwing a lot of different darts. Yeah. So how was it when you finally came into the thing, you know, your expression and what you're doing now, or that after that 5 year period, was it something that you just accidentally kind of fell into, or what was it like finding and discovering it, and how did it evolve from
that? Yeah. What I'll say is, you know, I trust the universe and I really just trust the unfolding, and I keep my eyes open, and, you know, it's hard because sometimes opportunity does pass you by, but guess what? Another opportunity is going to show up tomorrow. So just keep your eyes open if you missed one. It really unfolded beautifully for me. I had left the job, and a friend texted me, come to this Reiki healing circle. And I was like, that sounds like what I need. I'm going to go to that, you know, because I was like a ball of tears on the floor. So I went to this Reiki healing circle and just was like, and then I saw the woman who ran the center and that she was struggling. She didn't know how to organize her business. And I said, hey, you know, I just lost my job. Do you need some help? Like, maybe we can barter and I can come to some of the workshops here, or you could start paying me later. So she was just like super open. And I also said yes. And in the Reiki meditation circle, I had my little meditation. I was like, I need to be here. This is the kind of thing I want to be doing. And I was able to help people who were giving the healing arts and giving experience to other people. And that's sort of how it started. And I just let it evolve. Like, you know, someone's like, you should do this training. And I had exactly the amount of money for the training. And it was going to clean out my savings. And I was just like, I'm just going to do it. Like, I have nothing to lose. It sounds exciting. Let's try it. You know, my one friend says, if it's scary and exciting, do it. So that was what I did. And I just kept following my highest excitement, and really just whatever inspired me and whatever got me like lit up and turned on, I went and did it. And so I did a coaching training, then I did a marketing training, and you just start to see what you're really good at. And so when I started business coaching, I mean, I was just a magnet. Clients were flying at me. And then it was just a matter of like, who do I want to work with? Mm-hmm. And that's it. You know, you have the choice when you're an entrepreneur. Like, your business can change tomorrow. You can sell a new product. You can sell a product and you can fail miserably and learn so many valuable lessons and then launch a new product.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part of having your own career and creating a job that doesn't exist yet, which is essentially what I did.
Yeah.
So I was a lot of trial and error. I'll say that you got to be open to failure. And I always say it's not failure. It's just a mistake. If you get back up and you try again, and if you keep learning and you keep iterating and keep fixing and tweaking everything that you're doing, I mean, the sky's the limit. And that's really what's happened for me. I mean, I have clients fly me across the world to work on projects. I get to, you know, these people become part of my family and my friends. I stay in their homes. I eat meals with them. But I also get to help them shine a spotlight on what they've created so the world can find them and can have experiences with them.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, one of the things you're pointing at here is you said, you know, you're down to your last savings dollars and you're like, I just need to go for that training. And then training after training, you kept going through. And I imagine it's not like money was this abundant resource, but it was this internal knowing of like, I need to do this thing and I need this education, and being willing to actually allow yourself to have what you needed in the now moment rather than in the future moment. And I know for some that are listening, you see these courses or these trainings and you're like, can I spend $100? Can I spend $500? Can I spend $2,000 on myself? Yeah. And the answer is, from what I'm hearing you say, is yes. And by being able to actually prepare yourself, like working yourself inside and out, when the time was right for you to unveil, you were a magnet. You had clients coming to you. And I just wanted to highlight the importance of doing the personal work and the willingness to spend money on yourself. And you might be able to share more of this too, but when you invest in yourself, I think that's the number one way to put your money, at least when you're getting started, than to just save and save and save and save and hold and hold and hold, is that you have to allow yourself to do the work to get there.
Yeah. Well, and if you're making money, if you start a business or you start any kind of venture, you always want to reinvest back in yourself. Like, that's the most clean savings you can actually do. Like, save yourself time and energy later, you know, by investing in more skills now. If you pay attention, it's that keeping your eyes open and also following your heart. Like, when your heart gets excited, there's that like butterfly feeling, or you feel pulled toward that person at like a networking event or even at like a cocktail party. I mean, I would just continue to follow this ridiculous synchronicity and serendipity with my journey. And, you know, it was finding spiritual teachers. It was finding clients. I mean, I would just strike up a conversation. One of my friends, we went to a networking event and we did not know each other. Everyone was drunk. And we were, whoa, everyone is really drunk here. And she's like, hey, do you want to go get like a tea down the street? We went down, we ended up going to Costa Rica. She did a bunch of copywriting for one of my top clients. She's one of my dear friends. You know, you never know who these perfect connections are going to be. So it's like, always be open, have a smile on your face, always be living your brand. You know, each of us is our own brand. And I'm a walking testament to this. I will sell anything and everything in my life. I will sell you on Austin, Texas, because right now it is my favorite place on the planet. I will sell you on the backpack that I live in. You know, but it's like, you have to be so excited and passionate about every part of your life, or it's, what is it worth? Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, totally. Awesome advice, unconventional life, family. So, you know, tell us a little bit about where you're at now. I know, like you said, you get flown all over the world to work with these clients, but you really carved out your own niche where it didn't exist before, where you basically are this boutique agency where you take, you know, hotels, or you take these different traveling resources and you go in there, help them with their marketing, and essentially help them make more money. And there aren't many people that do what you do. And so how did you carve out this niche for yourself? And, you know, how does your business operate? Like, give us the picture of what exactly it looks like.
Yeah. So how I got here was a friend who was a graphic designer said, there's this amazing yoga retreat center in Costa Rica. And I had just been in Costa Rica. I go there a lot. And she's like, they need marketing help. You should talk to them. And we started talking, and they basically had a marketing budget, a big marketing budget, like one of the biggest marketing budgets I had ever seen at the time. And they took a chance on me. And I said, I'm not going to let you, you know, regret this. I'm going to do anything and everything possible. And it just started with that one client that believed in me, because they have referred probably 15 people to me. And through those 15 people, more people hear about me. I mean, most of my clients come through word of mouth at this point. But the way I work with the clients is I get to go up to somebody who's, you know, living their passion, whether it's a retreat center, like a location, a hotel, a lodge, a vineyard, or a travel company like that's leading tours in an amazing place and curating just like these juicy experiences with food and adventure. And I mean, I've been able and fortunate to go on all these adventures, and it's just like the coolest stuff out there that you dream of, that you see on Pinterest boards, basically. They do this stuff. And I teach them about marketing, because I found that the travel industry as a whole just was in the ancient times with marketing. And I had been so fully immersed in internet marketing and content marketing, email marketing, and sort of what was cutting edge, and bringing this to a different market. I mean, this is a trend across the board, bringing marketing or bringing some skill set that is desperately needed in some industry, in some marketplace. You can charge a lot. They are so grateful for you. So there's a lot of love, you know, airplane flights, hotel rooms, all that good stuff. And you can get extremely ridiculous results with them. So implementing just a few of my strategies in marketing with one of these travel, tourism, hospitality clients can get them massive return on their investment. And that's all most people want. And I mean, really, you look at the marketplace, I'm the only one doing what I'm doing, because I do marketing and I do business systems, because I believe they go hand in hand. And I have training as a life coach and a health coach. So I work really well in the wellness space and the yoga retreat centers. And I take really good care of my entrepreneurs, because being an entrepreneur can be really stressful. A lot of us are type A, or at least we have a ridiculous drive to create something in the world because we're so passionate about changing it or fixing it or whatever our plan is. And so really helping them stay balanced and level and take the best care of themselves so they can serve the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, pure gold in what you're commenting there with looking at industries like travel. For me, I'm actually been playing with the cannabis industry, is that there's all of these ideas and there's no marketing or internet marketing blueprint. And so for those that are listening that are wanting to start a business and are maybe not sure where to start, what Linan's pointing at here is an awesome entry point. And that is looking at different things, travel, cannabis, yoga, things that maybe don't have marketing landscapes, and being able to offer yourself there is step one, I would say, in creating that new model. And so,
yeah, and there's so many different things you can bring. Like if you're a project manager, project managers are getting tons of money right now in our industry. If you're really into social media, say you're really good at Snapchat. So many people can't do Snapchat. Like you can help, you can help them with Snapchat. You know, whatever it is that you are really, you think, I could do this in my sleep, I excel at this. There probably is somebody out there who will pay a good amount for your consulting services.
Yeah, totally. So one more question before we transition into our rapid fire round. So for those that are listening, like, well, how do I know what that's worth to someone? So like, let's say I'm a Snapchat ninja, but like, how do you quantify that into dollars? How were you in your own life able to ask for your first consulting fee or your first management fee? And then how do you figure out what your value is? Like, how do you come up with that value proposition?
I could probably talk about this for 5 hours because it also has to do with how you value yourself and your self-worth and your personal growth and your spirituality journey. So continue that, take care of yourself, continue to learn and understand about yourself, because that will help you charge what you're worth. That's number one. Number two, like I said, you know, if somebody takes a chance on you, somebody goes and says, I'll hire you, just get that initial deposit. And say, well, what's this worth to you? So how much is a client or a sale worth to them? So if you can break that down, if it's like $200 or if it's like a lot of my clients, the tours are several thousand dollars. So would you be willing to make the investment of one person or 10 people with me? And if I can bring in those 10 people, we'll call it even, basically. Let them take a chance, but have a deadline. I'm very results driven. That's why I'm successful. I say I'm going to do something and I stay in integrity and I do it. And you just do that. You can also do research. Research is your best friend. Don't compare and despair and fall down the hole when you look at your market, but see what other people are doing, see what they're charging. You can always inquire about pricing and pretend you're someone else. I've done that before countless times, but you know, do your reporting, do your due diligence. And also, you know, what I do is when I look at my,
my marketplace or my competitors. I don't believe in competitors because I believe you're the only one who can do exactly what you're doing right now in this moment, the way you do it. But just to see what they're doing that you like and see what they're doing that you would improve upon or you would change or you would do differently. And that doesn't hurt. That helps you really figure out your niche market, how to do it your own way. You're going to do it your own way because your personality and certain clients are just going to respond to you instead of someone else. But if you package it in a way, they're also going to respond to that.
Yeah, awesome. I love it. All right, everyone. Lynann Saperstein, thanks so much. Let's transition into our rapid fire round. Series of questions that you don't know. Are you ready?
Yes.
Awesome. Amazing. All right, question number one. What does it take to have a good experience? What does it take to create a good experience?
Number one, it takes presence. So getting your people fully where they are and not wishing or worrying about the airplane flight, but really just being where they are and not worrying about going home, just getting them to be right where they are. And the other thing that creates just powerful experience is just the passion and the heart that you have behind what you're creating and what you're curating. And I see this time and time again with my clients.
Awesome. Love it. All right. Next question. What is one thing you had to give up on your journey in order to get where you are today?
I had to give up feeling safe.
Awesome. All right. I love it. Next question. What is the worst advice you were ever given?
Oh gosh. I remember there was somebody in New York when I said I wanted to travel and I wanted to be a digital nomad who said, there's no way that could work. Can't you just figure out a way to run your business from New York? And New York was killing me. And so sometimes people don't know where you're meant to be or what will make you thrive. And you have to listen to that inner voice.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Next question. If you could say something to your 20-year-old self that you know now, what would you say?
Oh, I would sit her down and take her for a shot. But I would tell her I love her and I know she's doing the best she can. And I just would tell her, you know, she's perfect just the way she is. And she's really done everything perfect up until then. And everything she's ever going to do is just perfect. And she's doing it the best she can. And honestly, I would just let her do it the way she did it. You know, I wouldn't change one ounce of my journey. It all made me who I am now.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. What is one habit or practice that you do daily that you feel contributes to your success?
I have a morning routine that I swear by. It changes every day. I do morning pages. I do 3 pages, free association, and I listened to a client attraction meditation that my healer made me. And yeah, and I just have some quiet time to center myself before the day.
Yeah, awesome. Lastly, last question is, what does living an unconventional life mean to you?
Living an unconventional life for me just means not having rules, not living in the box, not having boundaries, really being limitless. And so anything is truly possible for your life and for love and for relationships and for money and for success and whatever you define as happiness. And living an unconventional life is following your heart and not following the status quo.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Lynann Saperstein, everyone. Lynann, how can our listeners here get in touch with you, learn more about your company experience experts, follow you on your travels? Where's the best way for them?
Well, one thing I always say on podcasts, and I always say, if something about me attracted you or resonates with you, please reach out to me. I actually answer emails. I've met people on the road in Bangkok and Thailand and in Argentina and all over the world. So if I resonate, find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, friend me, send me an email, theexperienceexperts.com. Find out about our future events on that site or on trailblazersretreat.com. And we're starting a podcast too soon specifically for the travel industry, but really talking to experienced entrepreneurs, people who are curating experience, getting people out from behind the computers and in each other's presence and having powerful experiences. So it'll be called The Experience Experts as well. It'll be launching soon.
Amazing. Lynann, thank you so much for tuning in Unconventional Life Family, another great episode. We will talk to you all next time. If you would like to win this week's prize giveaway from our show guests featuring free access to their online courses, books, and other impactful tools to help you on the path to living an unconventional life, Simply subscribe to the podcast on iTunes now and go to unconventionallifeshow.com to let us know you did. You can also get a second entry by leaving us an iTunes review.